Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, friends.
What are we doing?
We are recording a little intro to the podcast that you're about to listen to, Matt. The podcast you're about to listen to is all about our new membership community that we are launching today. We're super excited about it. The only introduction that we need to say is this.
Special offer.
Special offer.
Alert. Alert.
Special offer.
Special
alert.
Special offer.
If you can imagine those red lights.
Yep.
You know, like the sale lights.
We made a decision,
right?
Because we believe in what we're offering, and we want to make sure that if you want to get in, that we don't want to put any obstacles in your way.
We wanted to reward people who have been eagerly waiting for this as well. So what we're doing is the second and third tiers. You'll hear us in the episode talk about them as $20 a month and $35 a month. For a limited time, we're not sure how long, but as we launch this membership community, you'll be able to join those two tiers at $15 a month and $30 a month.
Whoa! Hey,
save $5 a month. Anyway, just wanted to let you guys know about that so that if you do go to our Patreon page and yep. become a patron, that you're not confused yeah. about that. So, yep.
And this is like everything else in life. You got to spend money to save money. So
I'm not sure yet. This is why we don't have a financial advice podcast.
Right, Ben?
Yep. Spend money to save
money. Invest wisely.
Yep.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll see you over on the Patreon platform. We have a lot of ideas about community discussions there too. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too. I was just telling Matt and Ben today that I have no idea what to expect from this. And so I'm just hopeful to see who joins us there and looking forward to being able to go deeper in this journey and have you help shape what Gravity Leadership becomes.
See you there.
Peace.
Welcome to the Gravity Leadership Podcast. Gravity Leadership is a community of people seeking to live our lives in the orienting center of God's love in the midst of our post-Christian world, learning to lead like Jesus, live on mission, and make disciples. In nature, gravity is the phenomenon that brings stuff together, objects as small as atoms and quarks, and as large as stars and galaxies. We believe the gravity of the Christian life is the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. The Gravity Leadership Podcast is curated conversations on what it looks like to practically orient our lives and our leadership in the love of Christ, the gravity that holds everything together.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Gravity Leadership Podcast. I'm here. My name is Ben Sternke. I'm one of the founders of Gravity Leadership. I'm here with my compatriots, Matt Tebbe, who is here in Indianapolis with me.
Hola, amigo.
Yep, standing 2 feet from me. And then Ben Hardman, who's in Atlanta. Say hello, Ben.
Hey, friends.
Hey. Friends, today is a different kind of episode. A lot of times we do interviews with folks who are saying some things that are applicable to people that listen to Gravity Leadership. But today we want to talk specifically about something. But wait. Matt is giving me the finger. The hold up. The hold up, I've got something to say, finger.
I would love, before we get to the thing.
Before we get to the thing.
I would love to hear your best dad joke.
Oh gosh, I wasn't ready for this.
Dear. You know what I do?
You know what I do
a lot, Matt, is anytime somebody says something that's a little inappropriate, I say that was my nickname in high school. And my kids think that's hysterical.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I have
now, is it,
boys who love it. It's kind of a that's what she said kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's not quite as inappropriate
not
as that.
Not quite as crass. So is it, though, does it qualify as a good dad joke if your kids think it's hilarious? Because I think
Well, my
that
daughter
a great...
just rolls her eyes, but
okay.
My boys love it.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not sure what that means then.
Yeah, I don't know either. A dad joke, I think, by definition... joke. You are the only one who likes it.
Yeah, you think it's awesome, and the kids all kind of roll their eyes. And then when they
so
get
like
older,
our podcast. Like our humor
yes,
on the podcast,
like me
then.
And on this podcast,
yeah.
Dad joke machine.
It does grow on you, Matt's humor. I don't know my best dad joke. They sort of come to me spontaneously, and I kind of pat myself on the back for them, and then they leave my consciousness. I don't collect them. So, do you have one?
I got a few. Like your dad jokes. Your guys' wives like your dad jokes?
My wife is the hardest audience I have. She is so hard for me to get any response to.
That's funny.
I know if she laughs, I'm killing it.
Yeah, I must be.
That's funny.
Okay, here's a couple.
Okay.
Ben Hartman, what do you call a fish with no eyes?
Oh,
I don't know, Matt.
All right, one more, and then we'll get going.
Okay.
What do you call Batman when he skips out on church? Christian Bale. All right, I'm out.
All right. All right, you're out of dad jokes. All right, we're cutting you off at this point, even though you are out. So anyway, this episode, like I said, is a special episode. We want to basically just talk about...
just dad jokes.
Only dad jokes. Man. Anyway, if we had some more, we'd probably still do them.
If there's anyone still listening.
We have an announcement to make.
Send us your dad jokes.
Yes.
So anyway, yes. Yes.
All right. Do send us your dad jokes, podcast@gravityleadership.com.
No, don't have them. Don't email us. We're not going to read dad jokes over email. Post them on our Facebook page or something. Do a dad jokes Facebook page thing.
You could do dad jokes on the platform that we're actually about to announce.
Hey, Ben, a rabbi, a priest, and a whale.
I know this joke. This is my favorite joke.
Do you want to tell it then?
Let me try to tell it. Okay. Sincerest apologies if you don't like dad jokes. Just skip forward like a minute. So a priest, a rabbi, here's my telling of the joke.
Right.
A priest, a rabbi, and a whale walk into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Is this
mm-hmm.
the one? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a drink, and the Jewish rabbi.
You're killing this, Ben. You're killing it.
I wasn't ready for this, but okay. So the rabbi orders a Manischewitz wine, and he says it's because it represents the Messiah who is to come. And the priest orders a sacramental wine, and he says it's because it represents the Messiah who has come. And the whale walks up to the bar and says, "That's it.
That's good.
The joke.
We'll see you next week on the Gravity Leadership.
I think that might be the first time I've ever been able to say the joke without laughing during the joke. Because that joke cracks me up.
You know what? You know what, Ben? I think you were joined by tens of people also not laughing.
Tens of people rolling their eyes. All right, guys. We're 5 minutes in to this episode. And so it's time to get to the meat.
You come here for dad jokes and ministry encouragement.
Right.
We
in
know,
that order.
You know how your bread's buttered.
In that order.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so we want to announce something that we're starting today. It's available today. And as a preamble for that, wanted to say Gravity Leadership over the past 5 years or so, as we've kind of figured out who we are and what we're doing, which is a work in progress always for all of us, but there's been a community that's kind of risen up around the ideas that we talk about, people who are sort of tired of a fragmented ministry existence, which is kind of an exhausting mode of ministry, tired of the hamster wheel of leadership advice that just kind of keeps you running and seeking the next kind of church growth thing. So people really wanting a deeper experience of what life in Christ as a leader, as a person who is called to ministry, either, you know, pastors, ordained ministers, that kind of thing, but also just, you know, people who want to take their faith seriously as stay-at-home moms or business people or entrepreneurs, et cetera, et cetera. So as we have grown that community, we've kind of been able to connect with you through this podcast, which we started last year, I think. We've been going for over a year now. Right?
Yeah.
So we, but also through our online articles, and so there's a lot of like free ways to engage with us. You can sign up for our email list. We'll send you curated links on Fridays and a free resource on Mondays, and of course on Tuesdays this podcast usually comes out. And then the other thing that we've begun to do is, of course, Gravity Leadership Academy, our coaching. Our we do consulting with churches. We're doing a lot of workshops, especially in the coming year.
Boot camps,
you know, different ways that you can engage with us there. But there hasn't been a way, I think, in between those two modes of connecting for people to really connect with what we're doing. And so a lot of what happens, say, for example, in Gravity Leadership Academy through our coaching, a lot of what happens there is not just the delivery of some content that we keep behind a paywall. A lot of what happens there is a lot of the beauty of being able to share stories, being able to share like real-time stories of discernment on the ground. Like how does this stuff that we're learning to do work itself out in the everyday kind of push and pull of ministry?
Yeah, there's relationships, there's connection,
yeah.
There's shared journeying together.
Yeah. And so a lot of that happens in our coaching, but we're also aware that not everybody can do coaching. Sometimes it's a time constraint or a financial constraint, that kind of thing. So we're hopeful that what we're launching today will help to create even more of a sense of connection, even more of a sense of partnership with y'all who are connecting with what we're doing. And more connection with others in the Gravity Leadership community who are wanting to... Yeah, learn actually how to do this stuff on the ground.
Yep.
So we want to talk about the details of that here in just a second. But Ben, Matt, do you guys have anything else to say about kind of why we're doing this? Does anything come to mind?
Yeah, people have been asking actually for it. So I have conversations all the time mm-hmm. of people who benefit from Gravity, want to be more connected to Gravity, but either can't afford getting into a Gravity leadership cohort or don't have time for it.
Yeah.
And they're looking for something in between maybe the intense investment, like personally, relationally, time-wise, financially, mm-hmm. that Gravity Leadership Cohort is, and something more than a few emails a week and a podcast. And
yeah.
they're looking for a way to be invested. So that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that I've had people tell me all the time that they're grateful for what we're doing. They're thankful that they want to support us, like financially support us. They want
right.
to participate. Because, you know, Gravity isn't our, you know, if we wanted to get rich quick, we'd be trading in Bitcoin or something. But, this is how, you know, all three of us are, oh yeah, is that passed?
It's my understanding.
Is that over?
So, yeah, I think that might be over.
All right, if we want to get rich quick, we'd invest in MySpace or something. So,
it's coming back.
That's right. Anyway. I think I nailed that. So all of us are bivocational pastors. We do this, you know, to fund our local ministry, but also flowing from our local ministry.
Yeah.
And so I see this as a way for people to benefit, to connect with each other, but also to support and participate in the work we're doing in a more tangible, concrete way.
Yeah. 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 I think that's great. It's not, kind of the whole nature of what we're doing is relational. It's fundamentally relational. It's not transactional. And a big part of staying connected in relationship is those kinds of things where people have said, like, I want to support what you guys are doing. We actually had, before we even launched, so we've got, we'll talk a little bit more about the details here in a second, but before we even launched, somebody found us, a guy named Jeremy Taylor, found us on It's Patreon is the platform that we're using for this. But he found us on Patreon and started supporting us before we even launched. And I was like, how did you find us? And I can't remember. I think Patreon had suggested it to him that he might be interested in supporting these. He's like, oh, I listened to their podcast. And he was like, no brainer. I want to support what these guys are doing. It was a no brainer. And so
way to go, Jeremy.
Way to go, Jeremy. He's our first, he's our very first member of
the
community.
It's the first Gravity Leadership Podcast. Yes, gold star.
Yes.
Ever been given.
First one we've ever awarded right here on the podcast. Mm. So thanks, Jeremy. But I mentioned Jeremy because I think he's... I mentioned Jeremy because he's kind of an embodiment of what you're talking about, Matt. That there's a desire for people to be connected. And we want to be connected to you. I know some of the learning that I do on our coaching calls is like... I learn a ton from hearing other people wrestle with these things, from being able to share my wrestlings with some of how this stuff is working out on the ground.
Good.
That kind of thing. So,
yeah, I think what I hear a lot is people just saying, I just want to be around the conversation. Right. The conversation you guys are having, I thought I was crazy for thinking about these things or for processing these things in my mind. And there's not a lot of people in my community or in my tribe that are talking about these things. And so I just want to be around the conversation more and want to connect more to what you guys are learning from, how you guys are learning, connect to, you know, other people who are journeying through this, the same kind of thought process and thinking about ministry and discerning where God's at and joining in there. I just keep hearing that what the conversations that we're having are giving language for people, and they just want to be around the conversation. And so this is an opportunity, I think, for us to, one, further the conversation, but also to invite other practitioners into this conversation and say, we want to learn from each other, and we want to hear what you're experiencing in your local context, and we want to grow together.
Yep, that's it. That's it. So,
if it's not Bitcoin and not MySpace, what is it, Ben?
What is it? Well, we mentioned we're using Patreon, which is an online platform for people who create things, and we're gonna just kind of as an experiment to try it there. So, if you're at your computer, you can look us up at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/gravityleadership. It's pretty simple, or you can just search for us on the Patreon site. And there we've got, we're creating what we're calling just a membership community on Patreon. And so there's three tiers right now, three tiers to this membership community. And so the first tier is that you can be a supporter of Gravity Leadership. And that's $5 a month. And basically, you just you get a hearty thank you from us and the knowledge that you are supporting the important work that we are doing together, it does help us. Like every little bit does help, just in terms of creating. Like bivocational ministry ain't easy, and every bit of support actually really does help us to continue to be consistent in terms of creating the community and creating the resources that we're seeking to create.
Jimmy agrees with that. My dog.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Jimmy got really excited about that first tier. The
$5 he's very
tier.
Excited about the Patreon stuff. He loves it. He supports all of his dog friends. He's got all kinds of connection. Yes.
So $5 is just meant to help you if you want to say thank you, if you want to contribute, be a part of this, a supporter that way. That's what you get at the $5 tier.
Yes. And also there's a tab in Patreon called Community, and I think anybody can post.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a question or you're wanting to connect or you live in Timbuktu and you're like, hey, is there anybody near me who resonates with Gravity that we could, you know, could we connect at some point? And so there's connection with the community and also just, you know, the knowledge that you are partnering with us. We do consider you really important partners in our work. If you support us at that level.
So $5 is great, gives you access to the community, helps you support, but wait, there's more.
Tell us what's behind door number two. No, yes. Well, tier number two is everything involved with tier number one, but in addition to two other things, and that's $20 a month, and the two other things that you get are learning labs and a practitioner podcast. Matt, tell us about the Practitioner Podcast. We recently recorded a couple episodes.
Yeah, we did. We recorded the first few episodes last week. The Practitioner Podcast is, we hear stories all the time that are vital, crucial, necessary stories that are really hard to broadcast publicly for confidentiality reasons. Maybe they're super vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always trying to deal with being charitable and honoring people, but also telling the truth and naming things that... And so there's things you can say in a living room with friends that you can't say on the radio to strangers. And so the Practitioner Podcast is meant to have those deeper, more specific conversations about experiences, stories, relationships we're having, struggles. I talked to a local pastor who has written two books, and he's turned down a, you know, he was almost going to become a teaching pastor at a giant church, and he is undergoing this, he's having this on this journey of, all I was successful, I've done all that, and it's just not where it's at. And like, so yeah. I said, you got to come on to our Practitioner Podcast and tell this story. It's not a story that maybe he would tell, you know, on just putting it on iTunes, but it's something that he could tell here. So, so we're going to have, we're going to tell stories. So one of the topics we'll tell, frequently is, I have made some mistakes. So these
mistakes
will just,
were made.
Mistakes were made. So these will be stories about how, Ben and I have screwed up, like actual tangible, not sometimes I struggle with not being patient. I mean, that's, you know, if
yes,
I hear that,
amen.
If I hear that one more time, I'm going to like, drink.
I'm not going to be patient. I'm not going to be very patient.
Sometimes,
if I hear
that one more
time.
I struggle with not being patient when I hear people say they struggle.
Sometimes I'm too loving.
Yeah, and definitely not that one there.
So yeah, so there's things that we can share privately.
Yeah.
That we can't share publicly, and this is a chance for us to do that. And so the $20 tier, we will share about mistakes we've made, things we've learned. We also, Ben and I, as co-pastors, we process Kairos moments together. We help each other hear good news. And that's something that we typically do just privately because it just hasn't occurred to us to, you know, do it at a lemonade stand during the garage sale in our neighborhood.
And it's how we, it's not just something we teach people to do. It really is how we live our lives.
Yeah, it's how we live our lives. Yeah. And so we thought maybe we could just give people access to that. And that way, you know, one of the dangers of having a podcast and a platform is that you become somebody you're not.
You adopt a persona.
People perceive you to be better than you are or bigger than you are. And I think these two kind of episodes we'll have will just maybe... I'll feel better about... I'll have more integrity as a leader the more access people have to my life.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are two kinds of episodes. And then the third kind of episode, and there'll be more, will be like our friend coming on, sharing his story.
Yeah.
There's lots of stories that we have engaged in and tried to pull people onto the public podcast, and for, I think, good reasons, they've said no.
Yeah.
Because there's just too much, it's too messy. It's too complicated. There's too much at stake sort of broadcasting these things publicly.
Yeah.
But those stories, they can be shared, and hopefully will be shared in a more intimate, confidential setting. And so that's what the Practitioner Podcast also gives us a chance to do.
Yeah, yeah. It's a more confidential, it will be a more confidential setting in that the only people who are listening to that are people who are fairly significantly invested, you know, in what we're doing. And so there, I think it creates an atmosphere of trust. So that's one thing, the Practitioner Podcast, that'll probably come out a couple times a month at the $20 tier. The other thing that you get access to at $20 is every month we do learning labs, and these have been only for people who are in Gravity Leadership Academy, our coaching cohorts. And once a month, it's kind of a it's for anybody who's in one of those things, and it's a video call. And so we invite people, we give them the link, and they join this video call where we do a little bit of kind of presentation of something that we're learning, something that's happening on the ground. And we have a kind of a collaborative, generative discussion around that topic.
So for instance,
with everybody.
A couple months ago, we did five practices of parenting in grace and truth. And we talked through what we're learning on how to parent our kids in grace and truth. And then we had a conversation, a discussion about it. They're generative. They're not just delivering, but they're and then this month, Ben, I think you're leading the Learning Lab, Hardman, on Jesus's methodology of calling and gathering a group of people to be on mission together.
Yes.
And so it's a simple framework, a simple tool. And then there is collaborative, generative discussion around it. Mm-hmm. And right now, the only people who get access to that are people in our Gravity Leadership Academy. But because they are generative and because more people participate, the learning is on the call rather than in Matt's mouth or Ben's brain. So we want to give access to that at this tier as well.
Yeah. So, and that the next Learning Lab is happening the 29th, right? The 29th of August, Hardman?
Yes.
Hopefully that's in your calendar.
At 11 a.m.
Do you want to? Yes, 11 a.m. Eastern. So maybe just tease that a little bit. What is Jesus' methodology? What are you going to be talking about on that lab? What are you excited to be sharing?
Yeah, well, I'm going to figure that out between. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to read through the Bible. Of Jesus, where we're really talking about how Jesus invited his disciples into a relationship with us, with himself. And it was real simple. Come and see, follow me. I will make and go and make are those four real simple invitations. And I think they're incredibly practical for us.
Yeah.
We hear a lot of times people saying, I don't know how to invite somebody into a discipling relationship with me.
Yeah.
And so we're going to dive into kind of what it looks like for us to be an invitational people, us to call people into relationship with us and to kind of become the type of people that people want to come and see and follow.
And yeah,
that'd be a fun discussion.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think one of the things about that that I've appreciated the most about that framework, the four invitations of Jesus, is that not everybody gets the same invitation. You see Jesus doing this all the time, right? And I think oftentimes we as leaders or as pastors, we think there's sort of like a technique we have to learn. Like, oh, if I just cast the vision in this way, in this room, at this time for these people, then you know, I'll get an 80% response rate, or you know what I mean? Like we just think there's a technique to it, but it's actually a lot more back and forth. It's a lot more of discerning and listening and saying, where's this person at? And what invitation do they need that creates space in their life for them to step into what's next for them, you know, in their life and their journey with Jesus. And so there's just a lot more give and take. There's a lot more listening involved. But for me, that feels so much more freeing because there's not this technique I'm supposed to master. There's just a perception that I'm called to cultivate.
Yeah, so you get access to those monthly, but also there's we've been doing these for 3 years, so all the back episodes you get access to those too.
Yeah, yeah.
You do. And if you can't be there live, which you'll be invited live, you can always watch it tape delayed.
Tape delayed. Which tape is delayed. Such a funny anachronism, right?
It is. Well, maybe
we hardly use tape for anything.
Maybe
on our MySpace.
On our MySpace, you can watch it on tape delay.
Bitcoin, MySpace.
It'd be great if it was
good words, Ben.
And now Ben Harmon's about ready to get to his third point. And this is where it really starts to get good.
Right. We add commentary over the top. Pay attention to what Ben says at this point.
Notice at the 17-minute mark.
The DVD extras at the end are like me having a conversation with my dog. It's watching how I punish my dog when he bites me every morning because he doesn't want to wake up because he's old, blind, and fat.
Right.
That's it. Just things like that.
I'd pay for that. I'd pay to see that for sure.
Anyway.
Anyway, so that's $20 a month. The Learning Lab every month, and then at least twice a month, the Practitioner Podcast. I'm excited about those. Matt and I talked about why we didn't plan to do this, but we ended up talking about why we don't take Mondays off, and why leading and doing work in our church feels so much different than it used to, for me at least.
Yep.
Like ministry feels, I mean, it's still work, you know, you still get tired, but there's a different kind of There's a certain type of tiredness that I don't feel anymore.
Yep.
Because don't. Of, but what, that's
Don't give away.
I'm not going to give it away, but I'm just
smells.
Saying like...
There's free smells, but no samples.
Free smells.
No,
I'm going to do the counter practitioner podcast on why I do take Mondays off.
Yes. There's no... That's, again, it's
It'll
not
It'll be like
advice.
A Rob Bell, John Piper yes. kind of conflict kind of thing. That
yes.
going.
Yeah. We'll farewell Ben Hardman every time on the practitioner podcast.
And then the other episode we recorded was about a confrontational conversation that Ben and I needed to have.
Yeah.
And we just talked through all the personal kairoses we were having about that and how we were going to do that.
Yeah.
And then probably the next
We should probably
podcast,
talk about how it went because there's some interesting kairoses that happened there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited about that. It's, you know, these aren't like finished chapters in a book. These are like real-time kairoses that we're not sure what to do with. And so we just thought, well, we're going to talk about this anyway. Let's hit record and see if it makes a good podcast episode. And I love the idea that the practitioner podcast is able to be, a phrase I heard recently is called unactionable advice, which seems like a bad thing, but actually I think it might be a really good thing because oftentimes if people are looking for advice about exactly what to do, give me the 5-step plan, they find themselves super frustrated with us because we resist the 5-step plan, you know, pretty heavily.
So here's what you do. Step one, get rid of your expectations.
Right. Step one, get rid of the expectations that there'll be steps.
Step two.
Step two, repeat step one. No, but I love that idea of unactionable advice. Even that, just there, where I was like, why Matt and I don't take Mondays off? Like, that's not advice. That's not like something you should do. That's just what we find ourselves doing, and we talk about why. But like, Ben Hardman, you take Mondays off, and that might be fine for you. So like, I love the idea that we've got this space.
It's working out great.
It's working out great for you. Yeah.
It's been going really well.
Yeah, it's good. But I love the idea where we can have more access. You guys can have more access to not just like actionable advice, why to take Mondays off, you know, or why not to take Mondays off, but unactionable advice, which is basically just access to a process of discernment. How do you discern like what's happening in your community? And I think the more we come into contact with people who are doing that, the more it gets into us as like, oh, this is a way of life. It's a way of being. It's a way of leading that really can bring a lot of freedom and encouragement to my ministry.
All right. Sign me up.
All right. Yep. I wonder if we'll have to sign up to get access to the... No. So that's the second tier. $20 a month. So there's $5 a month. There's $20 a month. And then there's...
But wait,
there's more behind door number three. $35 a month, which gets you everything at the $20 level plus...
And the $5 level.
And the $5 level, right. Plus, it also gets you free access to all of our past and future online courses. We've got several online courses that we've created that are like automated. Mm-hmm. One of them's called 30 Days to Kickstart Your Life on Mission.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally 30 videos. It's a lot of content.
Short videos.
Short videos that get delivered over 30 days that you can watch that are basically like a lot of what we've learned about like how to just get started to kind of live a life on mission. If it's not just like, hey, you know, adopt a food pantry and go there once a month.
Be nicer, wear witness.
Yeah, like what is it? And so you get access to that course. We did a Preaching for Transformation workshop. You get access to that. We did something for a church denomination called Jesus is the Subject. You get access to that. And then anything we produce in the future, you just get free access to it. And we'll probably produce more of that kind of stuff in the future.
Oh, yeah.
So you get that. And then you also get 50% off registration to any and all of our events. Ben, do you want to talk about like what are our events, our workshops, the things that we kind of do live?
Yeah, we do events.
Great. All right. So you get 50% off. Very good.
We do Thanks, Enneagram Ben. Workshops.
We're actually getting ready here in the coming month to start booking for 2020 and really looking at what the schedule's going to be for that. Ben, you've been doing a lot of Enneagram workshops, which have been really well received. I know you came and did that for our church in Atlanta, and they loved it, and we're having you back to do it again because there's more people that want to be a part of that. So that was a really great thing. We're doing a thing called Church in the Wild, which I'm really excited about that. There's a lot of good stuff there. I'll let you talk about that, Sternkey.
Yeah. Church in the Wild is a workshop about how to be the body of Christ when we're not in charge anymore. Like how to be faithful as a church in this kind of increasing post-Christendom environment, which by that I mean the assumptions that people have about what's important are diverging from kind of the historic Christian faith. And so I think the responses that we've seen are either people just sort of like go away sad and they're not really sure, you know, or they abandon the faith, or they sort of double down on this shrill kind of mode of being Christian where they sort of demand to be put back in charge. But how, like, what does it look like? I feel like there's a really, really important discussion to be had, and a new way of, a new mode of being Christians and to be the church in this environment where we're not in charge anymore. How do we express faithfulness to Christ in the midst of that? I'm excited about that workshop.
And part of it is translating all the New Testament letters that Paul wrote to churches that were in charge.
Right. Yeah. Right. Which is 50% of them?
Not true.
No.
So none of the churches in the New Testament were in charge. They actually have had way less power and social capital than we do today, even though we are being marginalized as, you know, we're no longer central in the you know, in the power structures of the world. Mm-hmm. And so really it's a reclaiming of who we've always been.
Yes.
So that's a workshop and a training and teaching and it's
It feels very new to people, even though it's very ancient.
It's very ancient.
Yeah. So that's a workshop. And then, Matt, the other workshop we're doing is a parenting in grace and truth workshop.
Oh, man. I've done a couple of these. These are amazing. Parenting is like trying to... it's like waking up blindfolded in a snowstorm and trying to ride a bull bareback. I mean, it's like, you know, it's crazy. even this week...
I hear that all the time.
Yeah, it's just the image that came to mind. You take a shot of Fireball whiskey and you just jump on the bull. And I think that there's a way of simplifying the complexities of parenting. And our Grace and Truth tool and the exercises and practices and concepts we use there really creates a simplicity and gives handles and gives people, it's like a zero entry into the ocean that is parenting. You can wade into it and go out as far as you are comfortable, and you can become confident and competent in your parenting. So we've had great success and great feedback on that workshop too.
Yeah. So we're doing those. We're booking them for 2020.
And we're giving 50% off at this tier.
That's right. Yeah. So you get 50% off. If there's a workshop in your area, you'll always have a code that gives you 50% off for that workshop. So that's that tier. There's also, we'll be doing for our national gathering, which we need to pull together the details for it. We did that last year. I think we're going to do it this year. Not sure where yet. Or when, we want to do a pre-gathering for patrons, just something for people who are supporting us at that level, probably people who are in coaching as well, to be able to gather ahead of time, just to again to have these kinds of conversations.
Some of the best conversations aren't recorded.
Yeah,
they're not official.
Yeah, they're not.
They like don't. You know, there's no money exchanged for them. They just happen organically as you're together, and so we want to create space for that.
Yep, that's it. So that's it, guys. That's how we're starting this thing. It's three tiers. It's a bit of an experiment, but because people have been asking for it, we wanted to try to do something like this and see what the results are, see if this bears good kingdom fruit. So patreon.com/gravityleadership. Again, that's patreon.com/gravityleadership. We'll put a link in the show notes to this episode as well. But yeah, if you believe in what we're doing, if you feel like you're part of this community, if you benefit from belonging to this community, and if you want access to more of what we're creating and what we're developing and the process that we're trying to train people to live by, we'd invite you to become a patron.
Yep.
So
I think we've said it.
I think that's it. Any final words from any of y'all?
Jimmy?
Jimmy, I think one lucky person who signs up is going to get my dog.
He's near death.
He bites you in the mornings because he doesn't want to wake up. He's overweight and he's blind, but he will bark during your podcast if you want
to
have
it. That's is that a benefit? Okay.
Yes. So
something like that.
Harmon, you're a natural salesman.
Yeah. I'm signing up for one of these tiers now.
Yep.
We're gonna need more Jimmy Chitwoods.
Yep.
Killing it.
Okay, friends. Well, yeah, we'll see you over at the Patreon.
Yeah. If you have any questions, you can email us at podcast@gravityleadership.com. Yeah. But yeah, once you become a patron, you can send us a note. We got a lovely note from Jeremy.
And we can interact there.
He's our first supporter. But we can, yeah, we can interact. You can ask questions there. And we're hoping that that becomes a place of belonging, community, and connection for all of us.
All right.
All right, guys.
Can I take us out with another dad joke?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. That's a good bookends there.
Why doesn't Tigger have any friends? Because he plays with poo.
That's a good dad joke, because I feel like my kids would all roll their eyes at, or just give me blank stares.
Yep.
Just complete blank stares. Like, that wasn't even a joke, Dad.
All right.
So, all right, friends. Well,
with that.
All right, folks. We'll see you next time. Great to have you as part of our extended community. Mm-hmm. Peace, y'all.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gravity Leadership Podcast. If you enjoy learning from this podcast, please be sure to show your support by rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. Be sure to share with your friends on social media too. And we would love to hear from you. So please email us at podcast@gravityleadership.com. You can join our online community for free at gravityleadership.com/join. You'll get our latest content delivered straight to your inbox, as well as an email most Fridays with curated links to articles we found interesting or helpful. To join us, go to gravityleadership.com/join.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.